Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. It was a great experience I had. It was so much fun. I meant to talk about it last week. I didn't do that.
One by one, we're collecting lies. When you can't give love, you give alibis. Now I'm gonna be right. This time I got to do it.
And what didn't I do? I was at the Heartland Animal Shelter benefit. I was their speaker. And I just received a note from their executive director, who I had the honor to sit next to at dinner, saying, "We raised a record amount of money." And when I read that, that makes my morning, I will tell you. It's one way to wake me up in the morning. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. We are trying to reach out to Lori Lightfoot, Chicago mayoral candidate, who is supposed to be here by telephone. And perhaps she's just sleeping it in. I don't know. But you know what? I will say that I am very, very thrilled that mayoral candidates are now reaching out to me. She isn't the only one. We had Paul Vallis in the studio. Others have reached out to me as well, and I've spoken to them off the air. They'll be on the air at some point in time. This is going to be a long election, right? It's not actually till February. But animal welfare being an issue for Chicago mayoral candidates. So that is something that I love, and I think it's very important. Listen, it is not going to, in my view, solve all of our problems that we care about animals in this city. But being a more humane city means lots of other things. There's kind of a trickle-down effect from that that is all beneficial for the city of Chicago. So I am glad, really glad, that the mayoral candidates are talking about that. I have time this morning. Take your phone calls or read your text. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text. You can call me. I can't believe this dog is still available. So on the Steve Cochran Show, about once a month, I am on with a dog from any number of animal shelters around the Chicago area. We walk into the studio, and there is the dog. And actually, we now have to get off the elevators. We go up to the 18th floor here, get off the elevators, walk down where a string of offices are, and then get to the studio. The walk takes me maybe about 30 seconds. I mean, it's not far. It took, with this particular dog, 10 minutes to walk down the hall, probably more than that, because everyone had to say hello to this dog named Quirky. And Quirky, the dog, had to say hello to everyone else. Quirky is a dog that you'd look at and say, "That's a pit bull." In truth, they are just mixed breed dogs, and this dog is no different. What a friendly, vivacious, I think that's an appropriate word, outgoing dog. Lots of energy. Maybe not for you if your name is Betty White, but this dog is a wonderful dog. Could use some training, probably. Good with kids, good with other dogs, and is still available after, I think, 4 months now at Chicago Animal Care and Control. And usually, when we have a dog in studio, in fact, almost always, our batting average isn't 1,000, but it's pretty darn close. And the last 17 or something, 18 dogs in a row have been adopted, which means almost 2 years worth of dogs once a month have been adopted. Not this dog so far, and there's no reason for it. I mean, we've adopted out three-legged dogs. We've adopted out really old dogs. We've not been able to find this dog a home. So please check the dog out. And if you're not interested, you know what? You might have a friend, a relative, a neighbor. You could share the post. That post is at stevedale.tv. I have pictures, even video of this dog named Quirky from Chicago Animal Care and Control. But now, through November 18th, it is Pets Giving at Chicago Animal Care and Control. They're kind of filled up, actually. You know, there was a time when Susan Russell was director there. Susan was blamed for the facility being filled up. I never understood that because it's not her fault that people are bringing in animals, too many animals for the facility to hold. Politics is a funny thing. Kelly Gandurski, who by all accounts is doing a very nice job there, she was, and congratulations to her. She was named the executive director officially of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Now, same thing is happening, and this isn't her fault. And the public officials are not blaming her, nor should they. But the good news is Chicago Animal Care and Control said, you know what, we could waive the fees, and they are doing just that. So essentially, these animals are available at no cost now through November 18th from Chicago Animal Care and Control. There are some exceptions. For more information about it, check out, again, my website, stevedale.tv. It's all there, or check them out personally. Better yet, make a trip down to Chicago Animal Care and Control on Southwestern Avenue in Chicago. Cats and dogs, lots of them, too many of them, are available for adoption. Our phone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. There's a text here about the homeless and pets, and how do I feel about that? And it's interesting, because that's going to be, so thank you for the text. You could text or call at that number. Interesting question, and it had to do with the news story, I suspect, that we just heard, that this was even brought up. A news story where a homeless person attacked allegedly someone trying to help him out. You know, it can go any number of ways. We know that a lot of people that are out on the street are there because of mental illness. Are these people appropriate to have a pet? We know a lot of people, and the answer may be no. We know a lot of people that are out there are addicted to drugs and or alcohol. Is it appropriate that they have a pet? They use these pets in some cases to raise money because they know that if I see a person on the street, I may give that person money or not. If I see that person with a little puppy dog or a kitten, most people are more likely to give that person money. And they know it. So are they taking advantage of us? But then there are people in circumstances that can't be helped. Terrible things sometimes do happen. And they find themselves in a situation where they're out on the street and their dogs and their cats are family members. So they're out on the street with their family. It might be a child or two, or it might be a pet or two. And they're doing the best they can and would do anything for their animal. And they make sure their animal is fed. So it falls into different buckets. So what do we do about it? Well, the good news is those animals out on the street are generally very well socialized because they're around people all the time. The bad news is they may not receive veterinary care. And now there's a faction within veterinary medicine that is figuring out what to do about this, how to provide low-cost care for these folks. And it's being done different ways in different places around the country. I'm not sure that it's being done yet at all in Chicago, but it needs to be. For sure. And that's a very good question. I'm going to be writing a story about that for Veterinary Practice News down the road. 15 minutes before 7 on WGN, it is Veterans Day. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Veterans Administration and what they do, or arguably what they're not doing for veterans regarding service dogs. And I want to answer your questions, 312-981-7200. You have a pet behavior question, your dog barking too much, or your cat thinking outside the litter box? I haven't had a chance to do this in a while. I'm here for you to answer your text, answer your phone calls. 312-981-7200. We'll talk with Chicago mayoral candidate who we have sniffed out, Lori Lightfoot, in just a moment. But first of all, we talk to you. Jackie, you are on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, doctor. Thank you.
I'm not a doctor. Not yet, anyway.
Well, you're art of me. my dog, who's 8 years old, for some reason, when somebody comes over now, his eyes get very wide. He barks and barks and barks at them, just sits and barks at them, and then will jump on me and get so clingy and very weird. I mean, like, very weird. And I'll put him down, he'll jump back up on me, he's clingy, it's strange. And the people that I'm talking about, it's like family.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, he knows them. So it's very odd. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I can't get him to stop.
Yeah, so apparently he wants your attention. Now, whether it's because he's afraid of the individuals themselves or feels insecure in general, I don't know. But it sounds like he feels insecure.
It sounds like, that's what I thought, he's very insecure, but he's not normally, and it's only when anybody comes over.
What kind of dog is this?
Mix Shih Tzu Bichon.
Okay, so small dog. Is he motivated by food or toys? Which is most fun?
Food.
Food, okay. Kind of like me. I totally understand it. And by the way, if you ever come to WGN, what I've now realized, I just discovered this morning, our hot chocolate here on Wacker Drive is way better than it was at the old place. So,
yay!
So what I would do is give your dog something else to do, something else to think about. So have prepared for your dog when people come over, something in the fridge, whether it be a toy stuffed with low-fat, low-salt peanut butter, or maybe favorite, and I do mean favorite, cookies that you otherwise wouldn't give your dog. Dog cookies, not people cookies. But you know what I mean. Something very, very special. Have it ready to go. So the people come. They're entering the door. Then go to the fridge calmly and say your dog's name. Have your dog sit for the treat, because that's polite, and then give your dog the very special treat, which he will associate over time with the people coming
people
in.
Coming over.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And we'll see we'll see if that works, combined with you not giving attention. So I don't know how or why this all started, but it's possible your dog felt worried about somebody coming over for who knows why, what the reason is, and came to you. You gave the dog attention, which is what we all would do. And your dog is saying, I want this every time. You know, I love it. So I would not give your dog attention until your dog acts appropriately by your definition. So isn't incredibly clingy. And at that point, give your dog attention. So you're rewarding the dog for the behavior you want to see.
Right.
Follow
Makes
all
sense.
That.
We will try it.
All right. Very good.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Well, we found Lori Lightfoot. Good morning, Lori. You're on WGN Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. So we have a couple of minutes still here. You're running for this office called mayor of the city of Chicago. And you know what? I was surprised that and happy, thrilled that so many of the candidates have reached out to me about animal welfare issues. Which is a first, I think, for a major city in America to say the candidates are making this an issue. Why is animal welfare important to you?
Well, it's important to me as a longtime pet owner. I've had dogs or cats all my life. We have a dog now. And what we've seen, and particularly in this last year, is a lot of concern about what's going on at the city-run animal care and control shelter. This has become, I think, a very big issue about how we are managing pets that are rescued, making sure that they have sufficient space and food and shelter. So it's an issue of great importance to me, and I have a lot of friends that are very active in this community.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a regular at Dog Beach as well, which is which is terrific. There is a connection, I think, and research has shown, between having companion animals in a community and a community being a more humane community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. I mean, when I take my dog out in the mornings or in the afternoon and walking, you know, there's just a natural affinity that you have with other people who are out there, even if they're not similarly walking pets. It's just a way of, you know, greeting each other and getting to know each other. And there are people that I only know in my neighborhood because of we are out, you know, walking our pets at various times throughout the day. But, yeah, I mean, also a community, frankly, that feels safe enough to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think, makes a big difference. But it's a common point of connection. I really do think it helps build community. I think communities are safer when there are pets in the house, in the neighborhood. So, yeah, I think it's really important. It's just another indicator of a healthy community.
Yeah, well put. So when candidates are on the radio and hosts like me have candidates on the radio, not typically on pet shows. But the question is, what would you do about? So if it's police, you know, policing, what would you do about it? So let me ask you, concerning companion animals, you're the mayor now. What would you do? What would you do that's different than what's currently being done?
Well, I think we have to get to the bottom of what's going on at Animal Care and Control and make sure that we've got somebody there as a leader who understands the importance, is going to be working with the various constituencies. As I'm sure you know, a lot of people who are very concerned about companion animals volunteer, donate, and are very connected. So it's not a shelter that is completely and exclusively run by city employees. I think there's got to be a much better reaching out and relationship building with people that are in that community. I want to make sure that shelter has the resources that it needs. As you know, there's been an uptick in the number of animals that are being brought there.
Yeah.
And there's been some controversy over whether or not we are doing everything that we can to make sure those animals are kept safe and healthy. But I think also got to do a better job of really educating the public about the importance of adoptions, that there's availability there, but also, frankly, about making sure that their animals are spayed and neutered so that we have, you know, we're making sure that we protect animals that are truly wanted and not being abandoned when an owner decides, oh, this is too much of a burden, or, oh, they've now had babies and I can't take care of it. So I think we've got to continue, and that the city definitely has a role to play in making sure that we're educating people in safe and healthy ways to have companion animals.
Well, Lori, I would love to talk to you further, but I have all these phone calls backed up and all these texts back up. I'll never get to all of them anyway, but I want to try to get to some of them. So I hope you understand. I also have commercials that I must get to. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble.
No problem.
So
definitely have me back. I would love to come back and have a longer period of time to talk. So, and you've been very generous and gracious this morning.
I would love to have you back at some point as well. Thank you, Lori Lightfoot.
Absolutely.
Indeed, we do have those phone calls waiting, and you have been waiting a while, Dolores. Welcome to Political Pet Talk. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. What's your question?
I have a cat that is picking cotton.
What?
Yes, she goes under the bed and picks my box spring, all the cotton out of it.
Oh, no!
Yes, what do I do? Is she alone? I mean, she's a lone cat. We only have one.
Yeah, I just don't have a really good answer for that. I'll do the best I can.
Yes.
One thing is to block. You know what? I'm hearing an echo back. So what I'm going to let you do is hear the answer on the radio.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling. All right. As I address the problem, so we don't have an echo coming back at us, what block access to underneath the bed, you can creatively do that. You know, the storage boxes that you could buy at stores that you could actually send. Now you could put things under the bed. I'm creating additional answers for you. So now you could store all your summer stuff under the bed. And also provide more enrichment, more things for your cat to do. So little treat balls that your cat can move around and get treats out of during the day. High places to go just to look outside windows. And wow, I find toys. I find food at these high places. Make life more interesting up high and away from the bed, and as I said, block access. The final weeks of 2018 are upon us, believe it or not, and that means the major entertaining holidays are right around the corner. And while the folks at Fresh Wave aren't manning the turkey hotline or bringing a dish to pass, they do have some holiday entertaining advice. Overcooking the yams or jamming up the downstairs bathroom can cause some unwanted household odors, especially when your Rogers Park bungalow is stuffed to the gills with stuffed Uncle Gil and 14 fourth cousins. But before you reach for some of that awful air freshener, consider using FreshWave instead. You see, traditional air fresheners are made with harsh chemicals and masking fragrances. They just cover up the odors, and for that, they only do it for a very short time, and things smell worse than they did in the first place. Because FreshWave is plant-based, and because they are natural, using natural ingredients to destroy odor molecules for good, safely, naturally, and effectively. For your FreshWave fix, visit your local Ace Hardware store, to find the helpful hardware folks nearest you. Visit freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. Nothing works like Freshwave because nothing else really works. And ain't that the truth? That's not very good grammar, I know, but it is the truth. Pets aren't like family, they are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them the most. They're 24/7, that's the whole point. You hear me talk about this every week, and it's really important. They're an emergency facility, and you think, I'm never going to need them, or you don't think about it at all, and then one day you do need them. It happens. Or maybe you need them for expertise, because here's the truth. They also have... They have boarded veterinarians, board-certified veterinarians in all sorts of specialties, ranging from cancer vets to neurology to internal medicine to dentistry to ophthalmology. I mean, the list goes on and on. So your dog is scratching at the bushes to go after a tennis ball and the cornea gets scratched. What do you need? Well, you need someone who's an expert in that area. You can find those experts at MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110. Learn more at medvetforpets.com, 773-281-7110. You know, I have so many texts here waiting, and I'm sorry I can't get to you all. Maybe next week what I'll do is just literally stand here and take your text and phone calls because I feel terrible I can't, but I'm over time even right now. Also, happy Veterans Day once again. A story up on my website about service dogs and veterans. I hope you check that out at stevedale.tv. Again, just don't have time to talk about it. And you can hear the sounds that matter, the top five at five, from The Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN on TuneIn. This WGN News is sponsored by Final Wishes Chicago.org.